Bernie Madoff, quite possibly the most detested and hated man in America today. Well, his activities are very similar to what our government, led by Barack Obama, is doing today in America. This is Robert Scrobe. I'm your host of Business Nation Radio. And how possibly could I compare Barack Obama and our government leaders to Bernie Madoff? Well, very easily that's how, because they're both running the same scheme. What was Bernie Madoff doing? He was taking investors today's money, promising them big returns in the future, and paying out the money as fast as it was coming in. And in fact, he was able to, because of leverage and some things he was doing, he was able to pay it out faster. And so people saw this money and they thought stuff was happening. You know, today's investors would be able to take money out of the Bernie Madoff fund and they thought they were getting rich. They saw statements that showed the numbers were going up. They thought they were getting rich. They thought things were going well. However, behind the scenes, Madoff was running this scheme that couldn't sustain itself because the entire scheme was based on future contributions coming in. You couldn't keep up the pace unless there were more and more people paying in than were taking out. What does our government look like? The same scheme. Our current economy, the lauded stimulus, and were debates on whether or not it's working or not, all of that is based on more people paying in than are taking out. But what's happening? What is happening? Now, the baby boomers, the generation born between 1946 and 1964, they represent 40% of the current labor force. And over the next 10 years, they're going to be reaching 65 and seeking retirement. Now, what's that going to do? 40% of our current labor pool is going to be leaving the market. 40%. And so now they're going to be looking for the Medicare and Social Security benefits that they've been promised over the last 40 years. And why wouldn't they? However, because we've spent the money today on a stimulus package for 2009, 2010, and 2011, we've already borrowed the money that we were going to pay them. We already borrowed the money that we were going to pay for government in 2015. We've already borrowed the money that we have to tax for 2020. And instead, not only are they not going to get the benefits that they were promised, but they're not going to get any services because there's no one in the labor pool in order to pay it. It's going to be a Bernie Madoff type explosion. And you have these debates on politicians and graphs showing the number of jobs created and the way that the economy is growing. And my golly, the stimulus has worked. All of the stimulus has done is transferred jobs from 2020 to 2009 or to 2010. That's all it's done, is those people are going to have to lose their jobs because the money won't be there. They'll either be there because it's being taxed out of the economy and employers won't be able to hire employees, or it's going to be pulled through huge tax increases. And so the money they get now because they're working in 2010 is just going to be taken away from them in tax money in 2020. This is a Bernie Madoff scheme that we're all party to, and we can't allow it to happen. Now, I'm not blaming Barack Obama exclusively, because I got to tell you, George Bush was just as bad. He doubled the size of the government and certainly increased the deficit that we have to deal with. But the spending has got to be under control. The whole debate of whether the stimulus is working cannot continue. It is crucial for your business that there's no more deficit spending. It's crucial for your employees that this is stopped today. We cannot support the government at its current size. We cannot support the current debt that's being added for the future. We just don't have an economy to support that size of government. Might be nice to have it. It cannot exist going forward. Instead, we have to force our leaders to make the difficult choices and to say, no, we don't have the money to do that. That's the only way that our businesses are going to be able to grow and survive in the next decade. This is it. We've been hearing about Social Security collapse now for 20 years. This is finally the decade where all of those retirees you've heard about are coming up. Now, coming up on Business Nation Radio, we're going to talk about how you can thrive and survive in 2010 by raising your prices, getting more for everything that you're doing, increasing margins, yes, even in today's economy. All that and more after this. This is Business Nation Radio. I'm your host, Robert Scrobe. There are only four ways in order to increase the profit in any business. There's only four ways. You talk about in business, all the business school and all the MBA programs, and you go through everything there is in business, all the marketing strategies. There's only four ways to increase the profit of a business. And let's talk about it. Number one, you can go get more customers. Certainly, customers are going to be able to help you generate more profit. Or two, you can get your customers to buy more from you, either by buying more items or paying more, higher prices for the items that they're buying from you. Or three, you can get your customers to buy from you more frequently. If they're coming in once a week, maybe they need to come in twice or three times a week. Can you imagine if you got your customers to buy from you twice as frequently? You'd double your income right there. Well, it's a great way to increase your profits. And number four, you can cut expenses. Those are the only four ways that you can increase the profit of your business. Now, today's program here on Business Nation Radio, we're going to talk about the number two and number three. We talked about last week getting more customers, and that's on my blog. You can check it out at robertscrobe.com. That's robertscrobe.com. Don't worry, I'll give you that address in just a moment. But we talked all about how to go get more customers last week here on Business Nation Radio. And this week, we're going to focus on how to get your customers to buy more from you, either increasing transaction size by increasing the number of items they buy, or by just increasing the price, or by getting your customers to buy from you more frequently. Now, back in 2002, I was in trouble. I had my business was hurting like never before. I'd been working harder than ever, and I was really offering consulting services, basically administrative type services, and I was competing against people working out of their garage with a fax machine and a computer. That's all you needed to compete with me. And thus, I had clients that were paying me for my consulting services. It averaged out about $17.50 per hour. And probably the industry average even today is around $40 to $45 an hour. But in 2002, even in the midst of a terrible economic time, and looking back today, it doesn't seem like, 2002 was just a blip on the radar. Today is really the economic turmoil. But in 2002, the economic turmoil felt very real. And it was real. High, big unemployment, lots of people losing a lot of money, and a lot of businesses going away. And even in that environment, facing a recession, in a recession, I tripled my prices. That's right. I tripled my prices. And in some instances, multiplied them four and five times. So can you imagine going to all your customers and going, yeah, thank you very much for being a customer. We appreciate your business over the last few years. And now we're going to increase your prices four times. Yeah, that's what I did. And it seems, it's going to be trite. We're going to talk a lot about strategies to do that on today's program. But the first piece of it, the very first piece, was deciding that that was what I was going to do. And that was the hardest. There is a lot of excuses for not raising prices. Clients are in trouble. Clients are not going to pay it. There's competitors out there. All those reasons can be taken care of and resolved. And what I found was that after I raised my prices, my clients liked me more. And really what the decision was I said, look, I got, this group of clients, I'm going to go through and triple my prices. even if I lose 2/3 of them and I only have 1/3 of my customers left, I'm making the same amount of money and I'm working. I'm not working as much. And that is what you have to think is so many times we try to buy volume by decreasing price and thinking, oh, well, the idea is to go get more new customers and we're going to charge less and less and less to try to attract more and more and more. And what you find is all that does is reduce your margins and destroy your business because you don't have enough money in order to go do your marketing. Instead of figuring out how you can charge less, instead figure out how you can charge more. Have meetings with your team, with your advisors. How can we charge more? What are things that we could do to raise our prices and get our customers to buy from us more frequently? Well, today's program is all about raising prices and getting customers to buy from you more frequently. My guests today are Tom Engelhoff. He is an expert of small town marketing, as well as Ron Rosenberg. And we're all going to talk about how you can get more customers and get your customers to come back and buy from you more and more and more on today's program. If you want to check out last week's program, which was all about how to go get new customers, it's on my blog. It's at robertskrobe.com. That's robertskrobe.com. Now, I hope you enjoyed today's program. It's very important, even in today's economy, especially in today's economy, that you focus your business skills on generating more money from the customers you have and getting them to come back more frequently. Now come back for Business Nation Radio. We'll be right back after this. Just a couple of years ago, I discovered how to triple my fees and my customers were never happier. But then I discovered an ugly truth. As long as my income depended on my labor, I was going to be stuck forever. Didn't matter how much I charged, it wasn't enough because if I took a vacation, my income stopped. If I got sick, my business was closed. I was on a grind treadmill with no way off. But then I figured it out. I figured out a system that allows you to work once and get paid many times for your labors. And I actually recorded a special video that shows you how several people packaged what they know into information products so that they could do the labor once and get paid many times. There's a special website set up with this video. It's at guruquick.com. That's guruquick.com. At that video, I show you several ways that you can create your own products, how you could package them and make them available for sale. This allows you to take what you know and make it available so that people can buy it and consume it without you having to spend your time and labor. You can create the product once and sell it many times. The margins are great because you're selling paper and ink and CDs. Or even better, you're selling downloadable ebooks over the internet. You know what the markup is for a downloadable ebook? Well, I tell you, it's all profit. And I can tell you how you can create an all-profit business. And I set up a special video at guruquick.com. That's guruquick.com. Check it out so you could break the chains of time and money. And so you could do the work once and get paid many times. The website again is guruquick.com. Check it out today. When you get a customer, the first strategy is to get that customer to come back to you and buy from you more frequently. My guest here on Business Nation Radio is Tom Engelhoff, author of the book, How to Market, Advertise, and Promote Your Business. Now, Tom, welcome to Business Nation Radio.
Well, thanks for having me, Robert. I appreciate the opportunity.
Now, why is it so important to get your customer to come back once they've been in before? And aren't all businesses good at getting their customers to come back to them?
Well, I think there's a point in time. It depends on where you are. When business is good, you have customers coming in on a regular basis, and you don't think about it that much. You sort of get into a routine where maybe your customer service slips a little bit because it's not a big deal. You see steady sales, But when we're in a recession like we're in now, and customers are a little more finicky about where they go, you know, you can think back to the Cheers TV show. We wanna go where everybody knows our name. We wanna go where people know us and appreciate us and take care of us. So I think that's the thing about keeping the good customers. I always want to use the customer's name as often as possible. It's on their check. It's on their credit card. So, as soon as you find out the customer's name, use the name.
So, of course, a lot of it is generated, is giving great service so that
true.
The, you know, the customer is, man, that is just terrific. I love dealing with them. And you know, frankly, I think all businesses try to give good service, or at least think that they're mm-hmm. giving great service. You know, it's a lot. You know, of course, there's business owners who aren't, because we've experienced that just going along our lives and trying to work with them. But you know, businesses overall are giving their best shot to try to do things to give great customer experience. What are some of the marketing strategies that businesses should also think about when they are trying to get their customers that have come before and to get them to come back over and over again?
Well, I think it's even a little further than customer service, because I just wrote an article recently about a store here in Bozeman, Montana, where I live, mm-hmm. A hardware store. Been in business 114 years or 12 years or something like that. They went into business 3 years after the Battle of the Little Bighorn. they were in business when Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse were attacking wagon trains.
Amazing.
But I'm thinking to myself, how does a business last 100 years? You go through countless employees, managers, owners, but yet the culture of the business still survives. And I think if you ask most people in Bozeman today who provides the best customer service in town, I think they would mention this particular hardware store.
Wow.
Because they just go all out for the customer. You walk in the door, you're greeted, they ask you what you want, they tell you what aisle it's on, and they have these little headphone things on their ears, and someone will meet you there.
Well, certainly nothing is more important than delivering terrific mm-hmm. customer service, because that's really what gets your name out there and allows, you know, gets people talking about you. My guest is Tom Engelhoff. He is author of the book, How to Market, Advertise, and Promote Your Business or Service in Your Own Backyard, and is my guest here on Business Nation Radio. I'm your host, Robert Scrobe. Now, Tom, you know, with the hardware store example or others, you know, what are some things that you could do to provide coupons for your customers to come back to maybe buy other things, or contact them with ongoing communication, or maybe even memberships that you can use to try to get your customers to come back to your business once they've been there the first time?
Yeah, there are all sorts of incentives. One of the things that I like is, take advantage of your website. Have printable coupons on your website that people can print out whenever they want them. You can run daily specials. You can run all kinds of things like that. And put that in your Yellow Page ad. Visit our discount for unadvertised specials and coupons or discounts or things like that. So that you can not only bring the new customers in from the Yellow Pages, but you can also retain the old ones by making them or getting them in the habit of looking at the website when they need something, print out a coupon and bring it in.
And also it also gives you an opportunity to promote other products and services that your customers may not even know that you deliver. If you're getting them in the habit of, you know, I think of it as like the dry cleaner. I have a dry cleaner in town that does that. And, you know, I go in there, I take my shirts and my wife checks out the website to see what kind of specials and the coupons they have. And it's like, wait a minute, I didn't even know that they would clean comforters. I had no idea that that would be the type of service that they would deliver. But because there was a coupon for it and I had gotten into the habit of going there and looking for coupons, I learned of the new products and things that they delivered.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's true too. Another coupon that I really am a big fan of is the Shop with a Buddy coupon. If you and a friend come in, you both get whatever the coupon is, but you got to have a friend with you.
And I wanted to ask you a lot about referrals in the next segment. Talk about ways that you can get your customers not only to come in more frequently, but to bring more customers. All right, my guest is Tom Engelhoff. He is the author of How to Market, Advertise, and Promote Your Business or Service in Your Backyard. Check out Tom's website. It's smalltownmarketing.com. There's a lot of audio programs that you can listen to, and you can check out his book right there at smalltownmarketing.com. We'll be right back with Tom Engelhoff, and we're going to talk about referral programs and other ways that you can get your customers to come back to you over and over again. All that and more right after this. When your customers are being barraged with marketing advertisements from every assorted customer, Budweiser, PayPal, Amazon, goodness knows, Geico, all of these companies are barraging your customers with marketing messages. How are you supposed to stand out and get attention when you've got all of these other competitors, not just within your business, but also outside of your business, competing for the attention of your customer? Well, let me tell you, it is through the book Outrageous Advertising, Marketing That is Outrageously Successful by my friend Bill Glazer. He authored this book after reviewing thousands of marketing pieces, taking the things that he was successful with, getting customer attention in his retail business, as well as others. It's available on Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. Outrageous Advertising That's Outrageously Successful by Bill Glazer. Pick it up today. So many business books and management books talk about win-win and things that really sound great to university professors that just don't seem to work in real life. That's why Dan Kennedy wrote the book, The No BS, Ruthless Management of People and Profits, the ultimate no-holds-barred, kick-butt, take-no-prisoners guide to really getting rich. It's available on Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. It's by Dan Kennedy, where he reveals the insights of why so many business owners get run over by their employees. They get ripped off by their vendors, and they get shysted by their customers. And the insights in this book are extremely revealing because Dan doesn't lie. He's not sugarcoating the truth, but instead he's giving you the real facts of how businesses really operate. The No BS, Ruthless Management of People and Profits by Dan Kennedy. Available Amazon.com, BN.com, and bookstores everywhere. You go through all the work, spend all the money generating this marketing material and just to get a customer to walk in the door. Now, your job is to get that customer to come back and make more purchases and to buy from you more frequently. I'm Robert Scrobe. I'm your host of Business Nation Radio, and my guest today is Tom Engelhoff. He is author of the book, How to Market, Advertise, and Promote Your Business or Service in Your Own Backyard. He is the nationwide expert in small town marketing, lives in a small town himself, and succeeds generating customers for his own businesses as well as his clients. Welcome, Tom, to Business Nation Radio.
Thanks, Robert. Pleasure to be here.
Now, we were talking before in the last segment about generating customers, and you had a great referral idea, which was to have coupons, which were like bring a buddy coupons, so that I guess for a restaurant, that would be the equivalent of buy one meal, get your second half off, or get your second for free. Mm-hmm. That way, that encourages somebody to draft a friend in order to bring them in. Any other ideas of that where you can use your customers to generate referrals for your business?
Well, the other way that I like, of course, is to have customers come in from time to time and simply ask them, you know, is there somebody that we could send an offer to, a friend of yours? And, of course, I would give them the same offer in the store at the same time.
So the secret to getting referrals is to ask for them?
Well, I think that's the biggest part.
that's amazing, Tom.
Yeah. Right. Well, the other thing is not so much getting referrals by asking for them yourself, but it's also getting people who know you and other customers to refer customers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways to do that is just to be active in your community. Join your Chamber of Commerce. You know, if you're a member of a church, you know, be active in that church. Kiwanis, Lions Club, Rotary, etc.
Those
are the people that are going to send people in because they know you and they are going to talk about your business.
Mm-hmm.
And
customers know other people like them, and I think that,
right, exactly.
You know, and I said it a little bit in jest, but, you know, I can't even tell you how many business owners I speak with, and they say, well, you know, how do I build my business? And, you know, okay, well, what kind of referral program do you have going on? And, oh, well, we get a lot of word of mouth customers. I'm like, okay, well, what exactly are you doing in order to generate those word of mouth customers? It's like, oh, well, our great service, you know, they can't help but refer. I'm like, no. You know, what, you know, are you asking them, when you get new customers, are you, hey, you know, we also have these great services that we would love to offer to your customers, your friends. You know, do you have any friends that you know that would be able to benefit from this? And get them to give you the names. And then after they've given you all the names they're comfortable giving to telling you, then hand them things that they can go out and kind of, it's what my friend Dan Kennedy often says is sell it by zealot. Which is recruit your most loyal customers, not only to give you the names of customers, but also to go out there and try to recruit customers for you by giving them the tools and incentives in order to, you know, incentives can be discounts or actually paid little money in order to bonuses in order to bring you customers. So, I mean, it's, you can talk about it in jest, but really, the secret to getting more referrals is to ask for them. And here we are on Business Nation Radio. My guest is Tom Engelhoff, author of the book, How to Market, Advertise, and Promote Your Business or Service in Your Own Backyard. He is the expert in small town marketing and generating big results in little cities. I'm Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Nation Radio. Now, Tom, you know, we started talking in the last segment about getting your customers to come back more often. Have you worked with businesses to generate membership programs or kind of ongoing programs where the customers make the decision to buy once and maybe, you know, get services delivered to them every month on an ongoing basis?
To be honest with you, I haven't worked too much in the membership segment. What we try to do with folks is to generate a way that you're in contact with that customer on some kind of a regular basis,
like a newsletter or a postcard
right.
program.
Right? Yeah, you can. Yeah, you put them on the newsletter list. You know, get them to the coupons on your website.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of contact that doesn't cost an arm and a leg and doesn't have to, you know, take up a lot of, you know, employees' time or has to be done by an outside agency. You can do it yourself.
One of the most powerful strategies I ever did was creating my monthly newsletter program. And it,
right.
You know, it sounds like, oh my gosh, that's so much work. But really, it just started as one letter piece of paper front and back. Mm-hmm. And I would just kind of tell the story of what was going on and what kind of success stories we had that month. Maybe talk a little bit about the employees and what they were doing in their lives and have a little client profile and talk about, you know, something that a customer did that was a big breakthrough. The customers loved it. And you know what? Every time I sent that out, I got emails or calls or referrals or some business from that. And it really wasn't difficult to do, but it was just all about you know, starting that process. And, you know, as customers came in and we introduced ourselves to new customers, we'd get their address and add them to that newsletter list. And it was a, or, and also I went out and identified customers I wanted to have that hadn't yet done business with me and just stuck them on that list as well. So it was also a way to generate new customers.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent idea. If you send a customer something of value, something, you know, tips or things that are going to help them in their business, they're going to look forward to getting that. They're going to talk about you. They're going to talk about the newsletter, and they're going to talk about your business. And that's what you want. You want a, you want a top of the mind awareness of your business. You want that buzz going across the community. You know, just sort of a you know, like a fog hanging over and your business out there.
And just,
everybody kind of sees it, you know.
And just because they came once doesn't mean that they're going to come back and back. And also, there's no reason, you know, if you have somebody that knows how to get there, that knows how to do business with you, there's no sense trying to go get a new one if you can get one that's been there before to come back more frequently. Well, the book is How to Market, Advertise, and Promote Your Business or Service in Your Own Backyard. My guest is Tom Engelhoff. His website, check out his website, because he is the expert in generating big results in small towns. His website address is smalltownmarketing.com. That's smalltownmarketing.com. Tom, thanks so much for being my guest today on Business Nation Radio.
Well, thanks, Robert. Pleasure.
Now, when you get your customers to come in, the most important thing is to maximize their value. We're going to talk about how to increase your prices, what's going on if you're getting price pressure from your customers or if there's discounters in your industry, all that and more coming up after this.
This is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Nation Radio. I grew up in the offline world. I watched as everyone was all excited about the internet and online marketing, and at the time, I mostly saw using the internet as some sort of fad. A lot of people were excited about online marketing, but direct mail, telephone, and fax were still more effective at generating new customers. But in the last few years, I've seen the internet blossom into a business-building machine. I've created websites that are just like ATM machines, except better. These machines put money into my account every day, automatically. That's why I co-authored the book about internet marketing titled The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. This book outlines the exact steps I use to create websites that generate new customers and money. I'm not a web programmer. I got a guy who does all that techie work. That's what I want to teach you in my book. The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet teaches you how to create a website and understand what you need to give to the techie guy, how to evaluate what he or she creates, and how to give them the instructions on finalizing it for the web. For more information about the book, including a video of me by my pool, a webinar revealing the secrets of successful sites, and several success stories, visit the book website at www.internetinformationmarketing.com. For years, I looked at claims about the internet with skepticism. I tested a lot of things, but got better results from offline marketing. But in the last 3 years, the tide has really changed. Now there are a lot of people on the web, and millions of them are buying things. There isn't any reason why they couldn't be buying from you. To get them to buy from you, visit www.internetinformationmarketing.com. The site again is internetinformationmarketing.com. Check it out today.
Welcome back to Business Nation Radio. One of the, after you get your customers to buy from you more frequently and to come back more and more, one of the things that I found that has certainly made the biggest difference for me and my businesses has been increasing my prices. And I know in today's economy, it doesn't seem like you should be able to raise prices. You've got all kinds of competitors everywhere that are undercutting your price. Well, my guest today is Ron Rosenberg, and he is a winner of the prestigious International Marketer of the Year Award from the Glaser Kennedy Insider Circle International Marketing Summit, and also author of Double Your Memory in 90 Minutes and a national nationally recognized and award-winning expert on marketing and customer service. We're going to talk today about how you can raise your prices even in a competitive environment. Welcome, Ron, to Business Nation Radio.
Glad to be here. Thanks, Robert.
All right. Now, you know, what have you seen in the clients that you work with and in your business? You know, what have you seen as the impact of increasing their prices? You know, what can change in their business if they will step up and raise their pricing?
Well, as you well know, Robert, there really are only three ways to increase revenue. You either get new customers, you get the customers you have to buy more frequently, or you get them to increase transaction size each time they do buy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody tends to focus on getting more customers and getting more customers, even to the exclusion of losing customers, which they're not monitoring, which you could do a whole other call on. the real thing is if you want to get them to spend more each time, you either have to increase the consumption, getting them to use more of the product or buy more of the product, or by spending more each time, you can get them to increase prices.
Okay.
And if you get a customer to spend more for the same thing or spend more for a bundled product, then it's more revenue for the business. And that's really the end result, is if you can increase prices in a way that makes sense to the end user, you get more revenue, plain and simple.
And what I find is that revenue, the vast majority of it goes straight to the bottom line. So it's a lot more profitable to double your prices than to double the number of customers that you serve.
Yeah, absolutely. And people are just afraid to do this because they're operating from one of two mental models. They're operating, well, frequently, both of them.
Right.
They're operating from a scarcity model, which says that, oh, if I raise prices, everybody will run away. And then they're operating from a commodity model, which says, well, I can't raise my prices because everybody else who sells product X or service X charges price Y, and if I charge more, then I'm going to get dropped, and it's simply not true.
And I know that you went through a time in your business where you went through and you figured out your pricing, and you decided that you wanted to charge, you know, because you know all of us don't know any better. We just get in and try to figure out what the industry average is, and kind of you know put our prices around somewhere that's average. Didn't you go through this where you were you know kind of charging industry average prices, and then you stepped up your prices to really become like the premium player in your industry?
Well, we did it in a couple of different ways, actually. One was that we, on the products that we offered for sale for people to invest in at my live speaking events, we put those pretty much at what industry average was for those products, which is essentially some audio recordings, some manuals, and some consulting certificates. And then we said, well, let's see if we can bundle the base product, which is a great strategy, bundling. Take the base product, bundle it with another product, now call that, you know, product X premium, and charge more money. And as you pointed out, the incremental cost of the bundled piece is minimal compared to the incremental revenue.
So,
and then we took it, and we bundled, by the way, a higher price one, and what we found, which is going to be interesting to your audience here, is it people bought the highest price model that we offer.
And so it's almost as simple as just asking for the more expensive sale?
In many cases, yes. And you can also position, if you've got levels, which you should have levels anyway, you can position it. We always like to give them, you know, what they need in the base kit, but give them what they want in the higher priced one, so that it's almost a no-brainer to get the higher price kit. And you can do that with bonuses and many other strategies as well, of course.
Yeah, on Business Nation Radio, I'm your host, Robert Scrobe. My guest today is Ron Rosenberg, and we're talking about how you can increase your prices and generate more profits. You can get more information about Ron and his programs at his website. Go ahead and get a pen and paper, and I'll give you the address in just a moment, and you can write it down, or I'll tell you right now, it's qualitytalk.com. But if you don't have your pen and paper, don't worry, because I'll give it out to you in just a moment. You may want to go ahead and gather that in just a second. Now, Ron, you know, I think it's fascinating that you mentioned how you were going out, you were speaking, you were doing these presentations, and instead of selling a product with a lower price point, you decided to sell a bundle at a much higher price point. And it's really fascinating that you know, a lot of companies and salespeople start their customers at a low level. They really, you know, kind of undercut what they think their customer will be willing to afford. And simply by starting at a higher price, you're able to generate a lot more sales at a higher price.
Well, I'll tell you, Robert, one of the most important lessons I learned when I was starting the speaking part of our business 15 years ago, which was the primary part of the business back then, I had a very good friend named Cheryl Holton, and she coached me early on, and I said, if you were starting over again, what's the one thing that you would do differently? And without blinking, without thinking, she answered, I would charge more right from the beginning.
Hmm.
Because you can always lower prices. You can always offer a lower level product, but you can't raise them as easily. And it was good advice, because frankly, if I hadn't followed her advice, you and I would not be talking right now, because this business would have folded long, long ago.
And it, you know, higher prices, they give you more room to hire staff. They give you more room to delegate. They give you more room for profit and money to take out of the business. It really is a great way to build and grow your business. But, you know, Ron, you're selling in an environment where you are, you know, the customers aren't necessarily out there shopping. You know, they don't have ready competitors to sell to. You know, or to compare you with. But I mean, how is it, you know, a lot of that is by engineering, and I want to talk a little bit about how to deal with that if somebody's facing it. But how did you engineer an environment where you are selling in a competitive vacuum?
Well, it's kind of interesting, because what happens is in many speaking environments, they will say, oh, you're not allowed to offer resources from the back of the room. It's in violation of this. It somehow is impure. It makes it not an educational session. One of the ways that I do that is I basically don't speak if I can't do it. Because, frankly, their view is that it's irresponsible to sell products from the back of the room. My view is that it's irresponsible to let people at an educational session believe that in a 90-minute keynote, they've learned everything they need to go off and implement. And what's going to happen is they go back, they take their notes, even if the 15% that actually do anything, they go back to their notes, they try and implement, and bang, they run into a brick wall. And they say, well, do I do this first or that? How do I do that? And then they get really frustrated, and they get upset with the organizer, with the promoter of the conference, because they feel they've been sold a bill of goods that they can actually do something, when in fact, I don't know who can learn anything in 90 minutes well enough to do it. Frankly, I don't know the speaker good enough to do that.
They just don't have the, I mean, and they go back and they don't have the tools and processes they need in order to get things implemented. And that's why we provide them here on Business Nation Radio. If you want to get some strategies and tools that will help you implement marketing strategies and increase your profits in your business, go visit Ron Rosenberg's website at qualitytalk.com. That's qualitytalk.com. And he's got a special program that you want to call your attention to. So if you do qualitytalk.com/BSD program, that's B as in beta, C as in, or S as in Sam, D as in, all right, let me start over. It's B as in beta, S as in Sam, D as in dog, program. So go visit qualitytalk.com/program. I'll be right back here on Business Nation Radio with Ron. We're going to talk about how to deal with discounters, how to raise your prices if you already have customers, and also how to deal with price pressure that you get from competitors. All that and more after this.
The one book that I recommend above all others is Robert Cialdini's Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. In this book, Dr. Cialdini reviews several different ways that you can influence the behavior of other people. Can you imagine reaching out and getting somebody to do something because they want to do it? And it's all in this book. This book is available at Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon.com, really booksellers everywhere. It's called Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion, and it's all about getting people to do what you want them to by convincing them that it's something that they've wanted to do all the time. It's pure magic. And Robert breaks down each of the methods of influence, the ways that you can do it, and also he tells a lot of great stories to make it easy to understand. Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. Go out to a bookstore near you or Amazon.com and get it today. So many business books and management books talk about win-win and things that really sound great to university professors that just don't seem to work in real life. That's why Dan Kennedy wrote the book, The No BS, Ruthless Management of People and Profits, The Ultimate No Holds Barred, Kick Butt, Take No Prisoners Guide to Really Getting Rich. It's available on Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. It's by Dan Kennedy, where he reveals the insights of why so many business owners get run over by their employees. They get ripped off by their vendors, and they get shysted by their customers. And the insights in this book are extremely revealing because Dan doesn't lie. He's not sugarcoating the truth, but instead he's giving you the real facts of how businesses really operate. The No BS Ruthless Management of People and Profits by Dan Kennedy, available Amazon.com, BN.com, and bookstores everywhere.
How do you raise prices when you're dealing with competitors, when you're in a competitive situation where your customers could readily go down the street and buy something from somebody else? Well, here on Business Nation Radio, we're talking about just that with my guest, Ron Rosenberg. Ron is a nationally recognized and award-winning expert on marketing and customer service, speaks all around the country to businesses, you know, teaching them how they can get more money, increase their profits for the same amount of work that they're doing in their business. Welcome, Ron, to Business Nation Radio.
Thanks, Robert. Great to be here.
All right. Now, you know, say a business is, you know, they have a group of customers and they need to go back out and raise their prices. How, you know, they're suffering from low margins and really they just are not the you know, they're not doing well. How does somebody go to somebody, you go to a customer and say, congratulations, I know you've been paying this X price for this long, now you're paying X plus Y. How do you go about doing that?
Well, I think the important thing is you've got to give a reason why you're doing it. What most people try and do is they arbitrarily raise a price. So quick example, I was speaking with one of our clients who owns a self-storage facility. And they gave me a piece they were going to send out that announced that they were raising prices. And I asked them, well, why are you raising prices? Well, because we need more money. I said, well, you can't do that. That's not a good reason. So we took an interesting approach. We asked them, well, have you made any improvements to the facility last year? Well, yeah, we put in video. We increased the security. We did it. Then what you need to tell people is, we've been busy the last year making sure your things that you're storing with us are very safe and secure. Yeah, you may not know this. We put in video cameras, put in this system, put in that system. Yeah, sure, that kind of costs us a little bit more money, so we're going to have to raise fees. But the good news is if you lock in for 12 months or 6 months, we'll grandfather you at the old rate and then automatically increase you. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the quick answer is you've got to give them a reason why you're doing it. And it has to make sense. It's not all that difficult, though.
Yeah, it is. And really, the first step is just saying you're going to, you know, making that decision. And I like your strategy is you raise the price but then give a discount either to what they're paying now or to somewhere in between that really shows that they're getting a deal. Now, what if you're out there and you've got discounters trying to undercut your price? What's a business owner supposed to do when they've got competitors out there actively charging lower prices?
The other thing you've got to do is make sure you're doing an apples to oranges comparison.
Okay.
So I speak several times a year to the insurance industry. And you look in the yellow pages, if you even look in the yellow pages anymore, and you look at the ads for pretty much for anything, you know, electricians, plumbers, it says call for a rate quote. As soon as you do that, now you've reduced yourself to a commodity. What you have to be doing is selling something completely different than everybody else. It takes a little finesse to set up. But if everybody else is selling, you know, call for your free rate quote, and you're saying call for your free 17-point personal property security audit, wow, that sounds a lot better. And once you do that, you're in a position where you can charge more.
Yeah, and a lot of business owners, I can't charge anymore. This is what my competitors charge. But the reality is, you know, you can look and there's a Ritz-Carlton hotel that has, a very high room rate. And then there's a Motel 6 or a Best Western. And nothing against either, but, you know, the guests in a Ritz-Carlton expect to pay more. They enjoy paying more and they do pay more. But for what's essentially the same experience, they get a bed, a bathroom, and a door. And that's pretty much what you get at any of these. But by making themselves different, by positioning themselves as a premium brand, they're able to charge premium prices. And those premium prices allow them to have a little bit more money to give a unique and exceptional experience. And I think that's really one of the lost things in all of this is when you charge more, you're really able to deliver a much better product or service.
The other thing is you have to look also, Robert, at people's motivation. There are people that just like spending money. We like to drink wine. I have friends who are in some very, very exclusive wine clubs, and they just love saying, oh, yes, we just got our shipment of, you know, the insignia from Joseph Phelps that costs $250 a bottle. For them, the fact that they're spending the money is one of the strong incentives to being in the club, so they can brag to all of us that they bought that wine.
So it's like a status symbol that they that are there. And certainly I would like to be, for my customers, doing business with me is a status symbol. I mean, something that that they could really show that, my goodness, I'm able to deal with Robert Scrope. Well, if you'd like to deal with Ron Rosenberg, and it's certainly a status symbol, you can check out Ron's website at qualitytalk.com/BSD program. That's qualitytalk.com/BSD program. And that's B as in beta, S as in Sam, D as in dog program. So Ron, when you're working with clients, what's usually the biggest obstacle they have to actually raising their prices in their businesses?
It's fear. It's fear of losing businesses. I'll give you a quick example. I spoke for a conference down in Florida, and they were bringing me in for a full-day workshop, and we were reviewing their marketing materials. And the first thing I told them was, you've got to increase the registration fee. And they said, oh, my God, no. If we increase the registration fee, fewer people will come. And I said, no, the reason fewer people are coming is because they don't perceive the value for what you're charging.
Mm-hmm.
We tweaked their marketing materials. They increased their attendance by 54%.
Even with the higher price.
And because they raised the price, not as high as I wanted it, but because they increased the attendance and the price, they increased their revenue for that event 94%. They basically doubled their revenue.
And that's the kind of results all businesses need, and really starts with raising prices. Ron, thank you so much for being my guest here on Business Nation Radio.
It's my pleasure.
Well, check out Ron's website. It's qualitytalk.com/BSD program. QualityTalk.com. We'll be right back on Business Nation Radio. More strategies for increasing your profits, your prices, and getting customers to buy more after this.
This is Robert Scrope, your host of Business Nation Radio. I grew up in the offline world. I watched as everyone was all excited about the internet and online marketing, and at the time, I mostly saw using the internet as some sort of fad. A lot of people were excited about online marketing, but direct mail, telephone, and fax were still more effective at generating new customers. But in the last few years, I've seen the internet blossom into a business-building machine. I've created websites that are just like ATM machines, except better. These machines put money into my account every day automatically. That's why I co-authored the book about internet marketing titled The Official Get-Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. This book outlines the exact steps I use to create websites that generate new customers and money. I'm not a web programmer. I got a guy who does all that techie work. That's what I want to teach you in my book. The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet teaches you how to create a website to understand what you need to give to the techie guy, how to evaluate what he or she creates, and how to give them the instructions on finalizing it for the web. For more information about the book, including a video of me by my pool, a webinar revealing the secrets of successful sites, and several success stories, visit the book website at www.internetinformationmarketing.com. For years, I looked at claims about the internet with skepticism. I tested a lot of things, but got better results from offline marketing. But in the last 3 years, the tide has really changed. Now there are a lot of people on the web, and millions of them are buying things. There isn't any reason why they couldn't be buying from you. To get them to buy from you, visit www.internetinformationmarketing.com. The site again is internetinformationmarketing.com. Check it out today.
All right. Are you ready to raise your prices and get your customers to buy from you more frequently? Well, after today's program, you certainly have what you need to start. This is Robert Scrobe. I'm your host of Business Nation Radio. And, you know, one of the things that we weren't able to talk with Tom Engelhoff that I really wanted to get into was, you know, a strategy for getting your customers to buy from you more frequently. I've got a friend of mine and she makes jewelry. She flies all over the Western Hemisphere and buys semi-precious stones. And that's for her. It's kind of a neat way to travel and she likes shopping for these stones and she really enjoys coming back home and making the jewelry. But, you know, now she's got all these pieces and she kind of wanted to turn it into a business. And I helped with her over Christmas time try to, you know, get some things organized and set her up in business so that she can sell these things. Well, you know, one of the things is she really thought it would be neat to sell these necklaces as Christmas gifts. And I certainly agreed, but encouraged her to think a little bigger about her opportunity. So I said, you know what, rather than simply sell a necklace and, you know, package it up and go through everything that you need to in order to make it a gift, instead sell a gift a month program for these customers. So now instead of the husband coming in and presenting this gift for their wife, which is a single necklace, you know, create a little package and a story and make it really nice so that they can give a gift of a gift for every month of the year. This way, they, instead of getting a sale, which is, you know, maybe $300 or $400, which would be the price of one necklace, instead you get a sale of $300 or $400 every single month. This is like $3,600 to $4,800. So you transform a sale from $400 to $4,800. You transform the value of a customer from $300 or $400 up to $4,800. And you completely transcend this business. And, you know, in the end, she was able to get about four of them, which, you know, it's not too bad. I mean, now she's taken something that was a hobby and she was going to sell a couple of these and have to create a big infrastructure. Now with just changing the offer, she's been able to create this into a $20,000 a year kind of sideline business, you know, just with four customers. Can you imagine to see how this transcends your entire business? It can really make or break the difference. And so, you know, how can you make this a sale for a customer instead of it being a one-time transaction, make it a series of ongoing sales every month, every week, every quarter for the next several months? And rather than, and you know, saying, oh, well, this is impossible. There's no way I can do that. Blah, 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 blah. This is that. Instead, focus. How can I make this work? What are the ways that I could? What could I sell? What could I deliver to customers that they could buy from me month after month after month? And instead of me, you know, generating a customer as a one-time transaction, instead I'm generating a customer that pays over and over again. Hey, if you want to listen over and over again to today's program, simply visit my blog at robertscrobe.com. That's robertscrobe.com. Today's program will be posted as well as last week, so you can check out last week's program, which was all about how to generate new customers. Of course, today we talked about how to get more from your current customers, either by getting them to buy more from you, either through transaction size or price, or by getting them to come back and buy from you more frequently. So I hope you enjoyed today's program. Coming up next week on Business Nation Radio, we're going to talk all about business systems and processes, how to automate all of this stuff, how to get it done more efficiently, how to get it done more quickly so that you're not stuck on the day-to-day grind of trying to keep up with your marketing, trying to keep up with giving proposals, trying to keep up with actual customer projects, trying to keep up with employees, government paperwork, how to get it all processed out, systemized out so that you don't have to deal with it all. I can tell you, this was the biggest thing that I did. And I really kind of embarked on this process back in, I don't know, I think about 2007, really figured out, it's like, you know what, my income and the growth of my business is going to be dependent on my ability to create independent business processes. So I started, and it's been quite an adventure. So I want to take you along with me coming up next week on Business Nation Radio. Till then, I'm your host, Robert Scrobe, for Business Nation Radio.